We thank God for another day, another time to be in His presence. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. God make His face shine upon you. God be gracious unto you. And may He give you peace in Jesus' name, peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank the Lord today. See if we get the Wi-Fi working. Here we go. Okay, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I welcome you in today to the Just a Vessel Praying Bible Study Life podcast. As the word of the Lord goes forth, I just want to thank the Lord for blessing us with another day, allowing us to be on in Jesus' name. So usually we don't come on at 6 a.m., but the Lord led me to come on this morning. So, you know, I want to come on and be obedient unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, we're going to be in Luke chapter 4 today. We're talking about the temptation of Jesus. You probably already see the title of this video, in Jesus' name, or of this live, on the temptation of Jesus, of this podcast for today. And we're going to be in the NLT version, in Jesus' name. But we're going to start off in prayer, okay? And I just want you to set your hearts and your minds. Set everything on Jesus Christ in this very moment as we go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today as humbly as we know, as humble servants in the name of Jesus. We come to lift your name high. We come to glorify you. We come to lift you up from the earth in the name of Jesus. We come to put you first, my Jesus. To seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And your word says all these things shall be added unto us. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness towards me. Towards us as a whole body. Hallelujah. In this whole world, we thank you. That for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now God, we ask you for forgiveness of all of our sins, known and unknown. We know, Father, that you bear our sins in your own body, on the tree, in the name of Jesus. Just for us, O God, so that we can be saved, so that we can be dead to sin, and live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. We thank you for your stripes that you took on your back. Hallelujah. And by your stripes, we are healed. We love you, Father. We put you first, Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to take up our cross today, to deny ourselves and to follow you. We come to lay hold on eternal life and fight the good fight of faith. We come to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We come to do your will, your way, early this morning. Your grace is sufficient for us. Your mercy It's new. It's fresh. Your compassion faileth not. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands in the presence of the Lord, for his presence is here. And we lift him high. We glorify him. We thank him for another day. We thank him for another chance to get it right with him. Thank you, Jesus. Another opportunity to lift this name high. Another opportunity to be who he's called us to be. To be the vessels he's called us to be. God, I love you. And I submit to your spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Luke chapter 4, we're going to go there. In Jesus' name, God bless you if you just came in. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. And yeah, that's where we're going to be today. The temptation of Jesus. Okay. So, starting in Luke chapter 4, we're going to read verse 1 through verse 2. Okay. The NLT version, that's where we're at. It says, then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Okay. Where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing all that time and became very hungry. So he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness in Jesus' name, full of the Holy Spirit. This was after he got baptized by John the Baptist. And you know, the Bible talks about how the Spirit ascended upon him like a dove in Jesus' name. And it sat upon his head. And this is how he knew that he was the Son of God. This was the sign that Jesus was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah in Jesus' name. That he was sent by God to do the will of the Father. And John the Baptist was also sent by God as well in Jesus' name to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare the coming of Jesus Christ. So here now we are here in Luke chapter 4, where we see that Jesus is in the wilderness. Okay, he didn't eat nothing for 40 days, it says, and all that time he became very hungry. Now, there is something that came here in Luke chapter 4, where we're talking about today is temptation. Temptation is something that we all go through in Jesus' name. And we see here is something that Jesus even went through. So Jesus' name, we know that even when we go through temptation, that we have a Savior in Jesus' name. They went through the same thing that we went through, that he was in a fleshly body like us in Jesus' name, so that he can assist us, so that we can be sure and have the assurance that, hallelujah, we have someone who went through what we went through on the inside of us, someone that knows how we feel, that knows what we are experiencing in this very moment. And the Bible says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In Jesus' name, because Jesus came and did the will of the Father, because he humbled himself as a servant, in Jesus' name, now we are able to serve. Now we are able to worship him in spirit and in truth. Now we're able to overcome temptation by the blood of the Lamb. So let's talk about it. Temptation is the desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. Okay? I want you to know today that the Bible declares that in Jesus' name, that God tempts no man to do evil. So in Jesus' name, it's not God that tempts us in Jesus' name, but we're tempted because of our flesh. We're tempted because of our sinful nature that dwelleth on the inside of us that came from our first parents, Adam and Eve, in Jesus' name. So we have inherited that sinful nature within us. It's just in us, y'all. And we want those things up naturally in Jesus' name. But the only way that those things can be subdued, the only way that that temptation can be overcome is by the blood of Jesus, is by the Spirit of the living God that comes to live within us in Jesus' name. So we're not saying in Jesus' name that we're not going to mess up. Because we will mess up. We will make mistakes in Jesus' name. It's just in us to do it. But I want you to know today that there's a power that will work through you, that will help you to overcome. Hallelujah. That will help you to stand in the holy place. That will help you to live a holy life. It is not impossible to live a life pleasing to God. I'm going to say that again. It is not impossible to live a life pleasing to God. The Bible even says in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord is here. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. In Jesus' name. The presence of the Lord is here, people of God. He's speaking to your life today. Whatever lure, enticement, attraction, or bait that was set by the devil in Jesus' name, because he's the one who sets us up and tries to make us fall short of the glory of God. Okay, he sets us up because he knows that the flesh is weak. Me and my grandma just was talking about this on yesterday. We was talking about how the Bible declares that the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So that's why we fall into temptation in Jesus' name. God allows it. He allows us to be tempted. To see if we really love him. To see if we're really going to choose him. To see if we're really going to serve him. And if you want to do right. In Jesus' name. God bless you, brother. Jordan, love you, man. In Jesus' name. Okay? So, he allows us to be tempted, y'all. Okay? So, Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. The first temptation, the devil started off, told him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread in Jesus' name. But guess what happened? This is the important part to know right here. That when you are tempted, just like Jesus did right here, he said, but Jesus told him, no, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone. He used the word of God to combat temptation. We're going to say it again. He used the word of God to combat temptation. What does this mean? How we fight temptation, how we resist the devil is by speaking the word of God. And it's power when you do that in the spoken word, not just the book. In Jesus' name, the book is not the sword of the spirit. It's the spoken word that is the sword of the spirit. We're going to say that again so you can catch it. It's not the book that is the sword of the spirit, but it's the spoken word that is the sword of the spirit. And when that devil comes to tempt you, when he comes to tell you that you are nothing and that you can't please God and that you can't do what God has called you to do and that you can't live a holy life, you speak back to that devil. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. You speak that word back to him. And you tell him to go and to loose his hold off your life. You be bold about it. All right? In Jesus' name, so we give God the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. The word is powerful, y'all. And I've come to let you know, sent by God, that when you are tempted, speak the word. We're not going to go through the other two from temptations. If you can, go to Luke chapter 4 and read those when you get a chance. Because he was tempted two more times after that. But we're going to end off with James chapter 4, verse 7. Okay? James chapter 4, verse 7. I thank God for you coming in on this morning. In Jesus' name. We know it's early. 6:29 a.m. We're here in the presence of the Lord. And I tell you, his word is powerful. In Jesus' name. His word is very powerful. And we need it, people of God. We need it. All right? We're in a tempting time. We are in a tempting time. A time where we're tempted. Every side, everywhere we turn, we're tempted. in Jesus' name. But I encourage you, hallelujah, to thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. James chapter 4, verse 7. Here it is. NLT version. So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So, the way that we combat temptation, what do we say? Is by speaking the word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word in Luke chapter 4. Will you show us your temptation? You show us the things you had to go through, being tempted of the devil as you were led into the wilderness by the Spirit. That we'll know that when we're led by the Spirit, we will go through temptation in Jesus' name. When we're trying to be led by the Spirit, when we're trying to do what God has called us to do, when we're trying to do right and please God, the devil will come and tempt us. But we have a Savior who can relate to us. A Savior that his word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. We can get out by following you. We can make it out by following your word. Rabo sokoya ramashaya, ikanda rabo sokoya, ikarababa shekeya ramashatale. I give you the praise and the glory and the honor for your grace that enables us to live a holy life. Thank you, Jesus. It's your grace that will lead us out of the wilderness and into your presence. It's your grace and your mercy that will allow us to make it to the Father. So we thank you for your grace. I speak grace to your people. Grace over their lives. Grace. That they may know today that your grace is sufficient for them and your strength is made perfect in weakness. Continue to be with them, O God. Go before them today and make the crooked places straight in their lives, in their homes, everything connected to them, on their jobs. I pray today we speak a perfect day over them. Rabase koyeramo shanda. And everything that the devil has set up for them, we call it canceled in the name of Jesus. Everything he had planned out for them, every temptation, every trap that he came to set, we come to dismantle it. We come to root it out with the word of God, that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. We come to submit ourselves to you, Father, to resist the devil. And your word says he will flee from us. We submit ourselves. If you submit yourself to Jesus today, say, Lord, I submit. Lord, I submit to your will. In Jesus' name. On this morning, I submit to your will. I submit to your way. I submit to your plan. And what you have for me today to do. Let me do only that. And not what I want to do, but what you want me to do. In Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. And we lift our voice and let you know that we appreciate you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen and amen. Come on, give God some praise in this place. We give him the glory and the honor in Jesus' name, for he is worthy. He's worthy to be praised in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you, people of God. We give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, I pray that you have a perfect day and that, all goes well for you today in Jesus' name. I don't know. Wonder. This is our first time being on this early. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I give God the praise. Yeah, had to get it taken out. So, yeah. But thank you. Also, trying to see if this was our first time on this early. Yeah, it was. It was. So we are going to get used to coming on early in the morning. Okay. Starting off very soon. We'll be starting off with our new schedule at 10 a.m. Okay. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Okay, we're gonna try to start getting used to that and coming on earlier in the morning. Now, we didn't come on yesterday, so we made up for it on this morning. So we give God the praise in Jesus' name for allowing us to come on this morning, allowing us to see a new day, to be on and go forth in the word. This was a powerful word, a much needed word, talking about the temptation of Jesus. And if you missed it, or if you want to go back, you can go to the video on YouTube that we're going to get uploaded here shortly. All right? At Jamon Mangu Show. So God bless you. I thank God for you. Pink Love Chips, thank you for coming on this morning. In Jesus' name, perfect day to you. In Jesus' name, and perfect day to all the people of God who came on today. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen.